Loving True Nature.
Hey Mary, it's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. I just got your email here.
Yes.
I just wanted to give you a call here. I know you said you were, I know you guys were looking to do some improvements there to the property there. And it looks like you guys got me your sales there. It was like right around $740,000, it looks like. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so as far as the working capital program works, we're usually able to free up anywhere from about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue there. So you're looking at, roughly speaking, anywhere from probably 70 to 100K that we could free up for you. Do you have an idea of how much you guys were looking to bring on there?
He was looking for about 100.
Right around 100? Okay. That's definitely probably right in the ballpark of what we could probably get you. Obviously, there's a few other factors that they have to look at. But it's definitely something we could get the ball rolling there. How soon were you guys looking to bring that on?
Probably, you know, I would have to check with him, but I would imagine, you know, soon. We're looking into some other places, mm-hmm. of course. And you didn't give me your interest rate.
Yeah, so as far as the rate goes, it's just going to depend on how much you guys are looking to bring on and the length of the terms that you guys agree to take on if you do. So how it works is we're actually, the application process itself, it's just those three things like we discussed before that we look at, and then I'm usually able to get you an answer in right around 24 hours once we get that to underwriting department. The reason we don't give out rates is just because we actually do it a little bit differently here. For one, it's actually a payback amount that we do. So it's just a fixed set payback amount, so you'll know exactly what it is you guys will have to owe. And we kind of just work with companies with all different types of sales, credit ratings. So we don't just have like one program that we offer here. We have multiple programs that we're able to get you guys into just because of the relationships we've been able to maintain. But like I said, once we get the paperwork in, I get you answers there in 24 hours. And if it makes sense for the business and it looks like it will work for you, we can proceed from there. But if you are looking to bring this on soon, it's definitely something we could get the ball rolling there for you. Did you know specifically what improvements you guys were looking to make there?
We actually, because of the town, you're going to love this story.
Lay it on me.
We had a front parking lot.
Okay.
And the town did not like where you pulled into the parking lot and then to get out of the parking lot, you backed up into the road.
Hmm.
So they made him take out the parking lot.
Oh, wow.
And vegetate it.
I see.
Now we're an existing building.
Uh-huh.
But he put up a new building on the property.
Oh, wow.
Well, we have, he has like 6 acres of property here.
Okay.
And he put up a new building, and in order to get the CO on the new building, we had to comply with the town. Mm-hmm. We had to put in curbs and sidewalks and vegetate this. Well, he did all of that, but we have a huge back parking area, you know, and you pull in, it's all gated. And he's got the gravel down, but it's got to be blacktop because he's very meticulous. Very meticulous. I mean, we're a landscaping company, and I have curtains on my windows.
Hey, there you go. You guys are doing it right.
You could eat off of our floors. I mean, he is, you know, we're not a fly-by-night company. By any means, you know, he just bought a birdhouse for $700 to stick in this vegetated thing. You know, it's I think it's a little crazy, but, you know, not my money.
Hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, well, he likes everything just so. So he needs to pave blacktop this whole big area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a considerable amount of money. I don't know what else he's doing with money. But I know he's doing that.
Okay.
You know, so it would be paving the whole, and I mean, it's pretty big.
Yeah. Was there anything else that you guys were going to be looking to do, or is that going to be the majority of the capital there that you needed?
I think that's going to be the majority of the capital.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, like I said, that's definitely something we can get the ball rolling there for you. Did you have the, because I know the, I believe, was it the email that I sent you? Was it the,
uh-huh.
Let me pull it up here real quick. Yeah, so that one was just a summary of the offer that we had extended to you. Okay. As far as the application process goes, it's just a one-page app. The most recent tax return you guys have. Did you file 2015?
Yes.
Okay. So we need, just the one-page app, your most recent tax return, and then it's just 6 months of your most recent bank statements. And once we get that over, I transfer it to underwriting, and we can get you answers here. Usually, if you were to be able to hypothetically get it to me today, we could get you an answer probably late tomorrow, and then we could get you funded in just 24 hours after the approval. But the three things that we really look at are gross annual sales, credit, and time in business. How long have you guys been in business over there?
I couldn't tell it. I'm not sure how long he was in business, but I have worked for this company for 25 years.
Okay, so you guys have been around.
I've worked for the company for 25 years. I believe it was 10 years before I started.
Wow.
But I'm not 100% sure.
No worries. I actually got pulling the website up here just to see if there's any hint that when he maybe started it. But there's that. And then do you guys know what his credit situation looks like? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Both the company and him have excellent credit.
Okay.
I pay all the bills here.
Okay.
And there has never been a loan or a bill that he's paid what they say he should be paying.
Above and beyond over there?
Well, because he drives me and the accountant crazy. Because, like, our truck payment, one of the truck payments, is paid up until next April.
Oh, wow. Wow.
You know, you have the little coupons?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's paid up until next April.
This guy's doing it right over there.
Excuse me?
I said this guy's doing it right over there.
Well, because we're a landscaping company and we're in New York, winter times are not the best times unless it snows.
Yeah.
So while we're in full swing, he makes everything, you know, so this way he's not stressed during the winter if we don't
get
snow.
Of course. I actually just pulled the
website. He's a very smart businessman.
Yeah, you guys definitely have your stuff together over there. And with the time in business you guys have had, you've been through some serious times there. So the experience is definitely not lacking, I will say that. I do have a question here. I just looked up the website here, and you guys offer in-house financing there to some of the customers there. Is that true?
As a general rule, we will do work for people, and they can. A new customer, we don't.
Mm-hmm.
We do accept credit cards.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we accept credit cards. We existing customers that have been here forever and ever, you know, we'll let them slide for a while for work that's done. But we don't, as a general rule, per se, if somebody walks, you know, he does a job, I do not offer them financing.
I see.
Where they can pay it off.
Do you guys maybe pass them off to like a third-party vendor or anything like that? Or are you usually like net 30 or something like that would be the biggest leniency, I guess?
No, if it's a new customer, it's within 2 weeks, and we require a 50% deposit.
Okay. I was going to go on a tangent there on that if it was a different answer, but that makes more sense there for the business.
No, if it's a customer we've never done work before, it's 2 weeks they get. That's it.
Okay.
And you get to speak to me after 2 weeks. And I can be a little rough.
25 years there, I'm sure you've got that structure down and locked. So, so as far as the capital goes, it's definitely something we can get you. Was there going to be any equipment that you guys were going to be looking to bring on, or was it just the capital?
I don't believe there's any equipment.
Okay. I didn't know if some of the upgrades there were going to require that, because we can look into that as well.
Whatever big equipment he does buy, like the Bobcat, we have a line with, it used to be GE Capital that financed Bobcat.
Yeah, back in the day.
But now it's Wells Fargo.
Okay.
And we have a line with them.
I see.
Any of our big equipment mowers, you know, our riding mowers, we have such a good reputation on the island, we're on Long Island, that all of our suppliers that we get it from, you know, we have terms with them.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, so we're not really looking, and then, of course, vehicles. He just, you know, he goes in and signs his name. They don't even ask for anything.
Yeah, I mean, when you guys have been in business that long and you've got those relationships, I'm sure there's a little bit of leniency, I would say, there with you guys. You guys probably have been able to build that up over the years, which is good for you. But yeah, we can definitely get the ball rolling there on the capital. Would you say a majority of your sales there are on the credit cards there, or is that kind of a smaller portion of the business?
Smaller portion.
Okay.
I would like it to be more.
Mm-hmm.
Only because then we get paid, you know, right away.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, you have to wait until the customer sends in their check.
Mm-hmm.
Which normally is within 30 days. But,
Yeah,
it's always better to have the money in your bank than in somebody else's.
I agree. Is Matt the 100% owner there, or
yes.
He is the 100%? Yes. Okay. So on the one-page app here that I'll email out, it will just need a wet signature there on his behalf. But everything else actually should be pretty straightforward with what you can acquire there. I know you said you do all the bookkeeping and everything, so it's probably something you probably can get your hands on there fairly quick.
Believe me, I just filled out life accident and sickness insurance forms for him.
Oh my God, that sounds miserable.
I mean, he doesn't fill out anything. Motor vehicle.
It sounds like he's lucky he's got you there working for him.
Good morning. Yeah, well, I keep on telling him that.
So is the true nature at optonline.net, is that a good email there for you guys? Okay.
Yes.
So what I'll do right now is I'll put together the email of the short list that we would need for the application process. With you guys taking credit cards, we will need, I think it's 4 to 6 months there on the merchant statements, and that's just so we can get you into the better program.
We don't even get merchant statements.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, wow. It's that small of a portion for the business?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Pivotal payments.
I see.
That's all process there is.
Okay. Then, like I said, it'll just be those three things, the one page, the tax return, and then 6 months.
Well, all the credit card amounts are on the bank statements, and it says bank.
Okay,
you know.
Okay. Then, yeah, you'll be good there. Is this what kind of time frame there would you guys have there for when you could get that over?
I'm not sure. Probably I have one other company to look into, and then we would make a decision and go from there.
Okay, okay. Well, I'll shoot this email over and put that information together, and maybe follow up with you here. What is today, Wednesday? Maybe try and follow. Is Friday maybe a good day there for you?
Actually, Friday I may not be in.
Okay. What might be a good day there to follow up then if I don't hear
probably,
back?
Probably Tuesday of next week.
Tuesday? Okay.
Because if I'm not in, I have a doctor's appointment Friday, and if I end up sitting there forever, I'm not I won't be in.
Very well. Very
which
well.
Which is what I told him. You know, if I get in and get out, I'll be in.
Very well. Perfect. Well, I'll shoot this over here. If I don't hear back by Tuesday, I'll follow up then. If you guys do have any questions on the email, on that information, or what we would need, definitely feel free to reach out, and I'll be able to answer it there for you.
Okay.
All right, Mary. We'll be in touch.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.